Stacy, guess what happened this morning? Go ahead, guess.
Something great?
Something really great. One of my regulars, Mr. Allison, gave me a pair of third row tickets to the hottest musical on Broadway.
Cats!
You really don't get out much, do you?
You got tickets to the hottest musical on Broadway? You got tickets to Rent?
Yep!
Well, how's it feel to be less hip than Roy?
Really bad.
Chapel, I envy you. I am dying to see that show. Why don't any of my regulars ever give me anything? Hey, you. You've flown this airline before. Give me something.
Coffee, Helen. Oh, no, wait. Make that Fresca.
Fresca? You never order Fresca.
Exactly. Number 81 on my list. Try Fresca.
Are you all right, Antonio? You look a little weird-er.
Well, I wasn't going to say anything, but yesterday I had a brush with death. I was passing by the video store, and I thought, I wonder if the new Jackie Chan is in. So I went inside, and just then a car jumps the curb right where I had been standing. If I wasn't such a big Chan fan, I'd be dead. And you two would be weeping right now, weeping at my funeral.
Well, actually, she'd be weeping. I've got tickets to Rent.
Anyway, I made a list of all the things I've never done that I want to do before I die.
And Fresca made the cut?
Feels wonderful to stop putting things off and just go for it. Okay, tried it. For instance, I realized I've never told certain people, you know, how much they meant to me. So last night, I just picked up the phone. You wouldn't believe the response I got.
If you ever call me at 2 a.m. again, I will kill you. Then I will hurt you.
Well, he won't admit it, but I touched him.
Hey, guess where we're going tonight? Oh. Joe, what did I tell you about going out for shooters with Faye?
No. I was driving to work this morning, and I suddenly got really dizzy. So I stopped by at Dr. Grant's, and it turns out I've got an inner ear infection. My equilibrium is completely messed up.
Oh, honey. Well, he's a terrific doctor. Just do everything he says, and you'll be better in no time.
He says I can't fly for 3 days.
Oh, what is that, quack? No. You have to fly. We're going to New York tonight to see Rent.
We are?
Yeah, one of my customers gave us free tickets.
Wow, it's supposed to be a great show. I don't feel sick. I guess I'll be okay.
That's a spirit. See that? You got right back up. Well, I guess we can go some other time.
Sure we can.
Oh, that's not what you're supposed to say. When I say we can go some other time, you're supposed to say, no, honey, I'll be fine. You go with someone else.
Helen, I told you. You have to give me a signal when you speak in code.
Who am I going to take? Casey's got to work. Faye is already seen.
I want to go, please.
Brian, tell me you're not doing anything tonight.
I had a date, but something happened in front of the video store, so I'm free.
Great. We are going to New York. I've got tickets to see Rent.
Rent? Well, I've heard of that. It's like a musical, isn't it?
Yeah, only the hottest one on Broadway. Isn't it exciting?
No, I hate musicals. Except for Cats. I love Cats. Why don't you take Joe?
Oh, he's sick. Come on, I don't have anyone else to go with.
Take me, please.
Brian, we never hang out. You know, just you and me, since Joe and I got married, it'll be a chance for us to spend some time together. And the whole evening's on me. What do you say?
Any nudity?
I guess I could wear that sheer blouse.
Not you. Talking about the musical. If I have to watch people sing, I at least want to watch them sing naked.
Well, I don't know if there's any nudity, but it is New York, so I'm sure there's nudity close by.
Oh, all right.
Good. Thank you.
I hate you.
I don't have a good feeling about this. Nobody's nude in any of these posters.
Can I help you?
Hi, yes. You're holding tickets for me under the name Allison.
Here they are, two for Allison. Some ID, please.
Oh, certainly. Is the show as good as they say it is?
You'll be transported. This is Helen Hackett.
Yes, that's me, Helen.
These tickets are for William Allison.
Right, he gave them to me.
It was a credit card purchase. I can only release them to the proper holdee.
The holdee? The holdee gave them to me, so that makes me the holdee. So please give me my tickets.
You don't have any tickets. Next.
Oh, look, it's about to start. How about I just pay for them?
They're already paid for. Next.
God, would you please quit saying next? There's nobody standing behind me.
Oh, so there isn't.
No, wait.
Nothing like the taste of a New York street dog. 2-3 days in that water really seals in the flavor.
Fine, they won't release the tickets, and it's all sold out.
Hmm. Well, there's a place across the street, Knobs. I get a show every 20 minutes.
I can't believe this is happening. I wanted to see Rent.
All right. Don't get too upset now.
Was the rigatoni not out of this world? Didn't I tell you that chef was a culinary genius?
Come with me.
Why?
No, just get in there. So I says to him, I says, darling, better you should leave him now while you still got your looks.
Well, leaving doesn't have to be a total loss.
You can still catch the 8:20 at Knobs.
Hey, Joe.
Tony, what are you doing here?
I remembered Helen was going to be away tonight, and it suddenly hit me. Number 57 on my list. Get closer to my friend Joe.
Wow, this is going to be easier than I thought.
You don't understand. I have this crazy inner ear thing.
I understand. You're uncomfortable with intimacy. Now, before that car nearly flattened me, I was too. But not anymore. And I'm not leaving here till I can put a great big check mark next to number 57.
Right, okay, but only for a few minutes and no touchy-feely stuff. Verbal closeness only.
Okay, tell me everything. How you feel, your hopes, your dreams, your fears.
Tired, hungry, winning the lottery, snakes. There, now you know more about me than Helen.
I can see this is going to be tough for you. So, I'll get the intimacy ball rolling. Let me tell you about my first time. I was 14. She was 61.
Okay, that's it.
Oh, and she led me to her room. I couldn't help but notice how her teeth glistened in the moonlight, in the glass on her nightstand. Wait, I'm not finished.
Yes, you are.
No. That's what I said to her. Wait, I'm not finished. That's all part of the... Oh, God.
Ow.
Oh, my God.
Joe. Oh, my back. Ow. I can't move.
Okay, here. I'm here. I'm here. Don't worry. Let me help you. Oh, come on. Let's get you comfortable. Here. Anyway, where was I? Oh, yeah. She took me by the hand. She led me to the bed. I will never forget how aroused I was at the sight of her flaming red hair across the room on that wig stand.
It's not fair. Oh. We came all the way to New York for nothing.
Come on, Helen. It's you and me, you know, just like the old days. I thought that's what you wanted.
No, I wanted to see Rand. I just said all that other stuff so you'd come.
I know. I only came because you were paying. But you know what? I'm glad I did. Tell you what. Why don't we go have a little dinner and walk around the city? It'll be fun.
You think?
Tonight, there's not another person in the world I'd rather be with than you.
Excuse me.
Well, hello there.
My kitty knocked my shoe off the windowsill, and I'd come get it, but I just got out of a hot bath. And as you can see, I've hardly got a stitch on.
I'm sorry, but we're...
On my way.
You're just gonna leave me out here?
It's 2 lousy minutes. Have you no compassion? The naked woman has no shoe.
Okay, everybody, here we go. Keep your eye on a red queen. Just follow the red lady. Point to the honey, double your money.
No,
No, it's not that one.
Well, you're pretty good, pretty lady. Want to try your luck?
Me? Oh, no. No, I'm just... Oh, what the hell? Deal them up, baby. Oh, no, all I have is 100.
I've got change.
I'm going to bet 20.
Keep your eye on a red queen. Just follow the red lady. Point to the honey, double your money.
I won! Are we forgetting something? It's better. Brian, I won.
What's wrong with you?
I saw things.
What things?
Bad things. It was like Roy's basement, only there were more jars.
Sir, so you right for ditching me. Should have stayed out here and played three-card Monty like I did.
Three-card Monty?
That's right. I played, and I won. I've always been really lucky at cards.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you've been lucky, all right. Hey, since when did they start putting Barney Rubble on 20s?
Hey, this money isn't real.
Hey, you got these mean streets wired, sister.
Well, he's not getting away with this. Hey! He's gone!
You're kidding. These crooks today!
What are we gonna do? That was all the money that I brought.
All right, don't panic. Oh, how about we use your credit cards?
Well, I didn't bring them because I didn't want to risk them getting stolen.
Uh-huh. There's them street smarts again.
Hey, I got a crazy idea. Why don't we use some of your cash?
What cash? I don't have any cash on me. Tonight was supposed to be on you.
Oh.
Here, look. What do I got? Huh? I got 39 cents and something from that girl's apartment.
Look, there's a phone. We'll just call Joe and have him wire us some money. Oh, he's so lucky he's at home relaxing tonight. What I wouldn't give to switch places with him.
Well, of course, the minute the doctor told me it could be a threat to her health, we had to stop doing it.
Stop! Stop telling me these stories!
See? You've hurt yourself again. Now, the doctor feels, and I concur, that if you want to get rid of these spasms, you need to relax. And that means no distractions, no intrusions, and no phone calls.
Did he say anything about obnoxious, bizarre, psychotic visitors?
Don't worry. None of those are getting past me.
Thank you, operator. Oh, Joe must have unplugged the phone so he wouldn't be disturbed. Wait till I get home. I'm going to disturb him good.
Oh, this is ridiculous. And all we need is a little money to take the subway to the airport, that's all. Wait, I got it. Excuse me, sir. My sister and I are stranded. Hi, we're from Ohio. My wife hasn't eaten in a week. Hey, Mac, this hooker just ripped me off.
Brian. Hey, at least she's got a freaking job.
Yeah, bum.
Now what? Cold, tired, I'm hungry. Now I'm wet. God, this is all your fault.
What? The rain is my fault? Why is the rain my fault?
Oh, don't pull that innocent act on me. You know what you did.
Brian, you dragged me through that big puddle. Didn't you hear me saying let go of my hand?
Well, I thought you were saying ham. Let go of my ham.
Oh, right. That ham I've been carrying around all night.
Hey. $20 a piece.
$20 just to get in?
It's a cover charge. Unless you're entering the talent contest.
Yeah, we're here for the talent contest. That's why we're here, because we got talent.
Okay. Good luck.
Are you crazy? Now we're going to have to perform.
So what? We'll go on last, we'll sing Muskrat Love, and we'll lose. Meanwhile, it's dry in here. Oh, hello. Yeah, now there's some real talent.
Brian, this is a drag club.
What the heck are you talking about? I mean, why would all these women be at a drag club? Oh.
Come on, let's get out of here.
Well, wait a second, Helen. Look, first prize is $250. I mean, with that, we could pay our way out of New York.
Did you read the sign, Brian? $250 for best drag queen. Do you really think we'll be able to pass you off as a woman?
No, but we just might be able to pass you off as one.
Good evening and welcome to Drag Queen for a Day, Night. I'm Bella DeBall, your hostess for our little star search, which each week asks the musical question, dear God, how much longer is this damn show?
Oh, forget it, Brian. The answer's no.
No, Helen, you want to sleep in an alley tonight? This is your only shot.
No, but I can't.
Yes, of course you can. It's in the bag. Who here is going to be a better woman than you? Maybe he won't enter.
Okay, talent, this is your last chance to enter the contest. Speak now or forever hold your hairpiece.
Yeah, of course, if they find out that you're really a woman, it's all over. So remember, you're a woman pretending to be a man, pretending to be a woman, okay?
Bella, over here!
Woman, man, woman.
Well, hey there. I don't think I've seen you in here before.
No. It's my first time.
Oh, well, don't worry, honey. You'll do fine. Name?
Henry.
Henry. What's your name?
Henry.
Henry.
That's my name. You can call me Hank.
I meant your drag name.
My drag name is Helen.
Oh, no. Helen says all the wrong things. Cashier, file clerk, soccer mom. What it doesn't say is magic. We can help it along. Now, what are you going to wear?
Well, does this say anything?
Yeah, but let's not listen to it. I might have a little something in back that could work.
Well, I don't know. Maybe we should just forget the whole thing.
No, doll. You can't quit before you start. You know, it's all just attitude. It's attitude, shoulders, and a big finish. Now you come with me. Ms. Bella's gonna turn you into a diva.
You won't have to pay for it here, pal. This place is Babe City.
Now, I've really opened up about myself tonight, and I think it's time you shared some stories about your personal life.
But I don't have those kinds of stories. I never dated my grandmother's friend, I never made love on a gurney, and no part of me has ever swelled up to twice its size. In other words, I'm normal.
No. What you are is blocked. I'm not moving till I hear some stories.
You know what, Antonio? Maybe you're right. Maybe I'm a little blocked. Why don't you please go to the kitchen and make us up some hot cocoa, and I'll try to dig a little deeper.
Back in a jiff. That's very bad for your back, Mr. Man.
I was just, someone might try to call, and I... Oh!
Wow, I mean, I know from beautiful women, and you were just... Really?
Well... Your friend's up next.
Do you think he has a chance?
Who knows? I did what I could, but there's only so much raw material there to work with. Now you're a natural. You've got great bone structure. Me? Come on. Yeah, and shoulders for days. You, I could make a star. We should talk. All right, everyone, let's put those big telltale hands together for our last entry, the fabulous Miss Helena Handbasket.
Then I spent so many nights thinking how you did me wrong. And I grew strong, and I learned how to get along. And so you're back.
arms and shoulders. Yes, arms and shoulders.
Your vote. Who will be our drag queen for a day? Will it be Miss Eva Destruction? Will it be Miss Helena Handbasket? Or will it be Miss Gingivitis? Well, it's a no-brainer, which is a good thing because so is Miss Ginger.
Can you believe it? Miss Gingivitis beat me with that tired old New York, New York. Eliza, please. That's groundbreaking.
Hold on there, Miss Runner. Don't forget your consolation prize.
Ooh, what consolation prize?
Two tickets to the hottest musical on Broadway.
Rats! All right, all right. Now we can sell these tickets and get on home.
Are you kidding? I am not leaving New York without seeing Rent. You need money? Honey, you start spreading the news.